Hey everybody, this is Angel Answers, and today is, oh my goodness,
how did you get that?
Where did that come from?
Angels really have jokes.
What is that, Mary? Was that you?
That
was a Halloween promo.
That was a Halloween promo on Blog Talk.
Oh my God. And it went off.
And it just went off by itself.
Oh my God.
God.
I can't believe that. That's so funny.
Oh my God.
When you come onto Blog Talk,
anyway,
you'll see it. The song that's going to play, it's a different color, like you'll see. So you've got to watch for that.
Right.
Oh my.
Yeah, I see it.
Wow, that was funny. Get some falling.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
Well,
that was so awesome. Well, that was an opening.
That was kind of awesome.
Thank you.
It worked. Yeah,
thank
it was kind of neat.
And Angel.
So anyway. Here we are. This is Angel Answers, and we are Wild Wednesday, and it's November 8th, 2023. My name is Jan Drake-Bakke, and I'll be one of your co-hosts tonight. And I just want to wish all the angels hello, and you've heard us all by now. But anyway, hello, angels. We're having
hello,
a good time already.
Sunshine.
Hello.
And hello, everyone.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is just go ahead and read, we are Mary Hernandez, Liz's sister, who's not here yet. She'll be here soon. DC Love, Peg Jones, myself, Jan Drake-Bakke, and Catherine Peoples is off, too, tonight. And the rest of us are on, is what I mean. So I will go ahead and read Liz's sister's bio, and then we'll go around the table and share. So Liz's sister is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream crystal singing bowl meditation, which is always amazing, and I missed it last night, but I will look at it. You can go into archives and on Facebook, you can listen to it, so I will do that later. And so anyway, my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm a psychic medium, and I do animal totems. That's the very first thing that I see when I start off with readings and et cetera. And they are our animal guides, and they come around us, and they give us messages, and they really are present. They really are here. They're amazing, and it's very real. And I do predictions, and I actually put up a few more predictions just recently, not too many. And so it's on my website. I do like to practice with those, and it's fun. It's a fun thing for me to do. I write a lot of poetry, and I'm hoping to collaborate with musicians. That's a dream and goal of mine. And or do other venues with my poems, which I have done in the past. So I'm working on things like that, and the poems are all over the place, Facebook and Twitter and other places. So they're around and available to see. And anyway, yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I do other things too, but I'm going to go ahead and pass it right over to – oh, and I need to announce this, and oh, my gosh, I forgot about the other shows. It's possible – and we hope that it won't happen, but we did have electrical problems last night, and Mary had to do her new show on Instagram, which turned out amazing. She had a beautiful show, and she was live, and so we got to see her and her guests, and it was just phenomenal. So it worked out better, but there were some problems on Blog Talk. So you never know, as you just saw, the Halloween promo came on, so we never know what might happen. So if it does go off, we'll try our best to get it right back on, and just bear with us. And so anyway, we do have other shows. Sunday night is Enter the Light, and it's not Sunday night, it's Sunday afternoon. Am I still on? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Am I back on? Okay. So yeah. It's Sunday afternoon at 12 noon, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. That's headed by Lynn Bleasdale, Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Hawk D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, and Marianne Adams. They're an amazing group. They're delightful to listen to. They're wonderful, and I recommend them. That's Sunday at noon. Okay, and then there's Monday, and that is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's Catherine Peoples and DC Love Show. It's at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and that is an incredibly beautiful show. Also, they talk about healing modalities, all kinds of interesting subjects, and it's mostly a healing show, and it's just beautiful, and oh, I would never miss that one either. So then there's The Lighthouse, which is headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. And they're on every once in a while, every few months. So you don't want to miss them either. They're phenomenal. Just really are. All of them are. So that's that. And then we have, of course, Wednesday night, which is Our Angel Answers and the beautiful and talented ladies here. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Mary Hernandez. The beautiful and lovely. Was it supposed to go to Peg?
Yes, Peg.
Yes, it's supposed to go to Peg. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm here.
I have it written down, too.
Okay.
Hi, Peg.
Hello, everyone. I'm Peg, and the name, I've never even shared the name of my business. It's Angelical Whispers. And I'm an angelic life coach. I'm a sound healing practitioner. I offer light language. I'm an energy healer. I work with mindfulness techniques. And I'm an author of Living in a Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And right now I'm in the process of setting up my business for sound healing and just kind of encompassing all aspects of the work I do with the angels within the within all the skills that I have at this time. And I think my main goal for what I do is just to help people to see that they're able to get beyond what they may be feeling as far as stress and other things related to that. And I do that through sharing the angels and through my sound healing techniques. So did you want me to share? Are we just introducing ourselves now?
No, you can share.
Okay. So a couple of years ago, like at this time, actually a little sooner, maybe September, October, I had, I had this inspiration to write a song or something. I don't know, but as it turned out, it turned into a song, and it has a chorus, and it has verses, and I also share some light language with it, too, in between the verses. So the name of the song is Living in the Heart, or Treasuring the Peace, and it's basically like an ode to the heart, you know, to the heart space. So here goes. Mene ki le di ka le te le ki ko le ki a bo le te le ki. I am grateful for your quiet presence hidden away deep within. Treasures of peace I'm feeling today. I love how the heart is showing me the way to be living in the heart, to be living in the heart. Your quiet, your silent presence is very encouraging. Thank you for your whispers, for they are never discouraging. Mine kale tieko halki, pole di kale ki. I treasure the peace I'm feeling today. I love how the heart is showing the way to be living in the heart, to be living in the heart. Okay, that's all I'm going to share because I could got several hundred verses, but I just thought I'd share a bit of it. And I,
oh.
I never, for first it was the words that I had written, and then, like that spring, I came up with a tune that I just came up with in my head. So, I just thought I would share it with everyone, and,
it's beautiful, Peg.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Really nice. Really loved it. It's neat.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. I wanted it to go on. I didn't want, but anyway, I know you wanted to stop it. It was really,
really
nice.
Well,
yes, thank you. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
I felt it in my crown chakra for sure. And
cool.
And my heart as well.
In your heart.
So that was a beautiful transmission for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I think Liz is on. So Liz, do you want to introduce yourself? Or Jen actually introduced you. You can actually do if you want the pyramid.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to. Good evening, everyone. Sorry, I'm on too many committees here in town. So our annual New Year's Eve celebration is coming up, and we had our meeting. I said, I can only stay for 15 minutes. And then, of course, that doesn't work out. But, all right. Well, I brought my crystal pyramid this evening to get us grounded and connected here. So, if everyone is ready, you can take a breath in through your nose, going all the way up, full of air, and then sigh. And then take another deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up, so you can't breathe in anymore. And then let it out nice and slow, like you're breathing out through a straw. So you're completely deflated of air. And then take another deep breath in through your nose. And as you exhale, focus in on the sound.
Wow,
that was powerful, Rose.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you. I'm guessing I mispegged light language. That's
sad. Yeah.
You'll have to go back and listen to the intro.
Yes, you will. Right, lady?
All right.
She's got to go back and listen to the intro.
That's right.
Yes. Oh, definitely. That very first part, you'll be surprised. It's funny.
Okay, now I definitely will have to.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Mira, are you with us?
I guess I was muted. Oh, my gosh. My angel. I am serious. Guys, so I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, and a Dane minister, a tarot and oracle card reader. I'm also a healer and a channeler. I do numerology readings, and the greatest benefit of the numerology reading is the gift of insight. So it provides you with a roadmap for so you can have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way. It uncovers your potential and shows you what you have the ability to achieve. It also helps with planning your future, and I provide you with a year's forecast with your reading. It's very detailed. It's about 12 pages long, so you have to have patience reading it all. But I go through it with the person, with the client. It also includes your karmic lessons and debts. I am also a candle creator, and I create healing candles. And one of the very best healing candles I create is a Mother Mary candle. And the Mother Mary candle is infused with love, blessings, and healing. And I've sent it to a few people, and they have received healing from the candles. And it's scented with rose oil, so it's really like you feel Mother Mary there. And it's all 100% soy wax, and it comes with in a beautiful blush ceramic jar. And I also do a Reiki-infused healing candle for each of the chakras. And besides my healing candles, I create beautiful gift baskets and for any occasion, and or for single purchase candles. I have like 8 or 9 cents right now on my line. And I also have crystal origami pyramids, necklaces, crystal keychains, and necklaces. Man, I'm just like jack of all trades here. And then to book a reading with me or for pricing information for candles, you can visit my website, which is www.theangelwithin.com. Again, it's theangelwithin.com. It's T-A-E-E, angelwithin.com. And or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And then I wanted to talk a little bit about my show yesterday. I don't want to, like, spoil it because I want everyone to listen to it and get, like, the energy that was transmitted yesterday from Finn and I on the live and Instagram. You know, I created this show because it's called We Are One, and it's going to air almost every Tuesday if I can. And it's my way of helping people shift, you know, bringing guests in to help people shift this massive human expanded consciousness that we're going through, you know, and to reach as many people as I can to help people or to assist people in this process, right? Because we've all been through it, we're still going through it, and the more we can help each other, the more we can enlighten each other. And we're here to teach others or help others with what we learn. It's good to share it. So it's more like sharing the knowledge that I've received throughout the years. So that's really important to me, because when I was going through my shift, Sacred Embers was a part of my family even back then. So it's amazing that now I'm with Sacred Embers and this beautiful team of a host with me on Angel Answers too. You know, what I'm going to do on Tuesdays is bring in guests, you know, and basically, you know, share our knowledge. That's what I want to do in the human expanded consciousness, you know, this elevation that we're doing. But more to follow with that, you know, I'll always post the link when it's on. And I think I'm going to keep it live because I think that's what I was guided yesterday, where our Block Talk was not working and we needed to, you know, improvise and go on Instagram Live, which was the best thing that happened. So I'm super, super excited that happened, you know, and I was able to go live with Finn and it all worked out. We were a little late, but it was just the energy. I mean, the text messages that of thank yous that I'm getting and, you know, it was just a wonderful show. And I'm glad that you ladies here were able to listen in and, you know, and support me in this expansion. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving Angel Answers. I love Angel Answers, you know. I've been here for a while, Liz and I, right? Liz, we started it. And then DC joined us, like, yeah. I think a couple of days later once Liz and I joined it. And it's become this beautiful, beautiful show that I love so much. And it's part of my growth. And it's part of, it's our family, right? And, you know, it's just
yeah,
beautiful
absolutely.
Just to have all the support from you ladies. You amazing, beautiful psychics, mediums, healers, you know, and it's just wonderful. So thank you for your support. And I wanted to share, as Peg mentioned, she has a book and it's called Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels. And it's really a daily angelical whispers throughout the year. So I wanted to today's message for November 8th, and it says, open your heart to all the blessings in your life today. Let the love you feel deep in your heart burst through and the feeling come to the forefront of your emotions. Let the angels help you to celebrate and feel this love. Ask for guidance with whatever you need, for they can help you. And in every part of this book, there's a journal exercise, and the journal exercise is asking you, what blessings do you have today in your life? Think about it and journal about it. My blessings is that I'm healthy, my beautiful grandchildren, my family's healthy, that you ladies are here with me, you know, and this beautiful podcast. You know, and we're just growing. Our team in Sacred Embers is growing. I mean, we have a show pretty much soon every day of the week. So for those new people tuning in, we basically have a show, like Jan mentioned, every, I would say like 4 days a week, right, Jan?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now we do. Now we have 4 days. 4 days, uh-huh. Well.
Yeah. So I just wanted to share that quickly, and I'll switch it over to DC because you guys know I could go on forever. I love talking. That's why I decided to do my Tuesday show. Okay.
Well, I have a little bit of a raspy voice tonight, so I'm going to go right into the messages that I have. Blessings,
mm-hmm.
beloved ones. Angels come before you today. We are accompanied by the archangels and the ascended masters. You are being assisted on your soul journey and guided to make the choices that are right for you. Give any fear to the angels for transmutation and let go of the old that has been holding you back and embrace the new that is coming your way. For one moment, reflect on all that you have accomplished. Acknowledge your accomplishments with joy. The angels will help you to move forward and find the perfect opportunities that resonate with your interests and your passions. Celebrate your unique energy. You are a beloved light worker. It is now time to use your talents to achieve your life purpose. Trust what you are feeling. Your intuition can be used as a compass that leads you to the happiness that awaits you. Remain positive, and remember, your thoughts create your reality. Focus only on the good within, and you will then see clearly as your dreams unfold before you. The universe is conspiring in your favor. This is not a race. Be sure you are taking care of you. And take time to recharge your batteries, as well as eating healthy food, getting enough sleep, and engaging in activities that rejuvenate your soul. Remain in an attitude of gratitude and trust that you are worthy of all the good that life has to offer. As you move forward on your beautiful spiritual journey, you will find the answers that you have been searching for. Open your hearts at this time and welcome the miracles that are coming your way. Concentrate on the love and light that exists in your life, and this will help you to achieve the best possible outcome. See things from a higher perspective and remain at peace. There is no reason to worry. You are always protected, and your higher self knows what is taking place in your life and will help you to align with your life's purpose. Heed your soul's longings. We wish you much happiness and joy on your journey. Much love, your divine team. And I have another little short message. We have Archangel Zachtiel with us. His name means grace of God. Beloveds, call upon me to help you remember your divine spiritual identity. I have also been called the angel of memory. If you cannot remember where you put something, or you need to remember someone's name, or maybe you would like to shift your focus from negative to positive, I can help you. As well, if you are recalling too many painful memories, I will intervene on your behalf, beloveds, and I will clear out your memory bank. I will also help you to focus on all the beautiful memories and moments in your life. I can help you to take responsibility for your own happiness. I am also known as the Archangel of Compassion, and it will help you to balance your own happiness. I am also known as the Archangel of Compassion, and I will help you to balance divine love and compassion, as well as helping you to heal from any pain that you are experiencing, and you will be able to move forward, living a happier and a healthier life. Call upon me, beloveds, when you need help to let go, maybe for an abusive relationship, I will hold your hand as you release any resentment you are harboring. Moving on from pain can be easier via the process of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a great healer. Also, I can help you if you need to forgive yourself. I will call upon the violet flame as Saint Germain and I cleanse, transmute, and purify any dense negative energy into pure light. Beloved ones, you will have the healing that you are needing within your body, your mind, and soul. And I can assist you as well in freeing yourself of negative karma and healing any negativity related to your past lives. If you are seeking to develop yourself on a spiritual level, you can call upon me to assist you. I can help you with your clairaudience, being able to receive messages from spirit. Your spiritual skills, beloveds, are a divine gift. Allow me to help you develop them, accelerating spiritual growth as you gain confidence, and then you make a difference in your life as well as the lives of others. If you need more time to connect with your inner child as well as nurturing yourself, call upon me for assistance. Beloveds, allow me to help as we will invite your inner child to come out to play. It is very important to nurture your own inner child. It is not only fun, but it can bring about great emotional healing. So please, call upon me whenever you need help, and I will assist you in miraculous ways, whether it is gaining confidence to make major changes or helping you to create the life of your dreams. Know that I am here. I am waiting to assist you. I will guide you to fulfill your life's purpose. It is my mission to help you, beloveds, discover the divine within, bringing forth the wisdom and the guidance you are needing, and this will increase your spiritual growth and free yourself of any perceived limitations. I am Archangel Zachtiel.
Oh, wow. That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you so much.
That was so beautiful. Thank you. I think that was much needed.
Yeah, I think so too.
For sure. Wow. Oh, man. Oh. Archangel Sakiel.
Exactly.
Oh.
I'm just taking it all in. It's just wonderful.
I know, me mm-hmm. too. I'm just breathing it all in. Just bring it. Yeah, right? And that's what I was feeling. I was like, oh. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, DC. Oh, those channeled messages always hit so beautiful. Thank you.
Oh. Well, ladies, see the switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree.
Huh?
I said I see the switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. Do we have Jan to do something?
We have a couple poems yet.
So yeah,
Jan
has a couple poems.
Yes.
And I'll just get through those, and I see that. I see we have a big, huge, lots and lots of people. My goodness. Okay, so I'll get through these. And the first one, I'm just going to go ahead and just read it. I wasn't going to because it's a little bit, but I don't know. It's called War. And it's a little unpleasant, but the other ones aren't, and I don't know why. I feel like the very end of this poem is the message, the real message. So in the unfairness and despicable fate that they have received, as we hear and watch on our TVs, the treachery and brutality we could never have believed, it's war, the tearing, ripping, crippling, and scarring and scaring all who are there, all of their hearts and minds witnessing atrocities. Many are still alive, they just don't know where. But the ones who were tortured and maimed, murdered and blamed, at the festival, not many survived. We know the angels hugged them all as they crossed into heaven, as they all arrived. So that's that one, and then we just go on to just breathe. Some days breathing is all we need to do for a day. The breath of life, a precious gift, to just breathe for more peace and less strife. And this is called, oh, hummingbird, saying hello to me in your flight, wings so pretty, so glitter, so flitty, come so close to be in sight, I sit contemplating my reality. And this says, my body to glue. I just want to dance to feel my body move to the music and take a chance for my body to groove. This is wise as eagle, soar. Our vision multiplies when we look to the light. We will soar to higher places and witness miracles in our sight, wise as eagles, gentle as a dove. Keep calm and carry on and allow magic from above. I met a meadow that I loved. It had a familiarity there that I had seen before. I wanted to feel that once more. There were grasses that were green, gold, and blue that sang a song to my heart. It was a song of a life to come that would be something wonderful, a new freedom, a new start. And this says, choose the blessing, not the curse. There is always frustration. It could always be worse. And this one's called Majestic Hat. Braids are back. War is whack. I am here for you. I am sending you some healing blue. Let's talk to each other's heart. All of these issues have kept many of us apart. There is no time to contemplate that. I'll just put on my Majestic Hat. And this one is for a lot of my friends who've had people die, including myself, in the last few years. Be gentle and kind to yourself as your new life begins. Allow yourself as much time as it takes. Rushing never wins. Time passes by and the pain is less, yet still there are days that the tears will flood and you will feel like a mess. Not a day goes by that you don't miss your dear ones that have crossed. But you also know they are alive and well and also missing you. They are not lost. It's a new life and a new day, and you are always among your beloved family and friends in spirit as they are with you while you create your life's new song. And this one is, timing is everything. Let it come to you. Don't push the timeline. Let it flow through. Set your intention to get that special attention. Send it in a prayer. It's not a dare. There is nothing lost. There is no high cost. They can't hurt you now. You gave them your best, your design, your plan. Let the timing work, your best hand. And this is called Beyond the Worry. And this was in reference to Suzanne Summers. A few a few days after Halloween, I was waiting for my mom to come visit me because she always does on the Halloween days. Halloween, you know, those few days there. I always see her in a dream. And but she didn't, and I was like, me in a dream, and they're unmuting and muting us. Anyway, can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, okay. Something went unmuted and muted. I don't know. That's okay. But anyway, Suzanne Summers gave me some messages after I saw my mom in a dream during Halloween. And my mom came in. She was very young looking, and she was just right there, just like she always comes every year. And it was definitely a visitation. I was so glad to see her. It was so real. It was so real. I could feel her 100%. We had 100% connection, like we all, you know, when she was alive. Anyway, Suzanne Summers, I woke up, and Suzanne Summers was right there too. I was like, oh my God, Suzanne. And she started talking to me. And her main message, and she wanted to tell all of us ladies, all of us, was that she loved all of us very much. And DC had done a beautiful channeling of her also. But the main message she said was, don't worry, stop worrying. And she kept telling me, you're worrying so much about everything, stop worrying. So anyway, this little poem is called Beyond the Worry. And it was during Halloween. She rides in the night, freedom is her stance, going beyond the worry, acknowledging love, waiting to dance. All that for a four-line poem. And this is called The Light Bringers, The Healers, The Way Showers, Focus on the Light, Not the Hurt. And this is called Our Hearts. It's our hearts we must stand up for to keep ourselves from cracking, from all of the hurt, mistrust, and confusion, to keep alive our joy and vitality, so that we are not lacking. And the last two, this one's called Heaven Begins, a place where peace and love reign on the land, no fighting, no vindictiveness, only joy, where people and animals stand hand in hand, promised to us for eternity. Starting now, heaven begins inside our hearts, and that will meet us later. That is its vow. And this one's called Love Wins, Heaven on Earth, a place where no worries deplete us, a place where energy is in surplus, where time stops, flow begins, synchronicity abounds, and love wins. Yay! So that's it.
Beautiful, Jan. They were really beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Jan.
Thank you.
Yes. And thank you for your message, Jan. Yep. It was beautiful, too.
All right. Thank you.
Well, ladies, are we ready to pick up our first caller this evening?
Yes.
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 All right.
Yes, definitely.
Here we go.
Hey.
Area code 305. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Eileen. Yeah.
Hi, Eileen. Hi. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I have hired a new web developer since, I believe, we started in May or June, and he's been working steadily on it. And he had to change it a little bit so that it could get all the new updates. And I'm loving what's happening so far, and people can access it. And the only thing is that if you put my website name into Yahoo or AOL, it doesn't even show up. I mean, I'm connected to all the other sites that I'm on. So is he moving as fast as he can to complete this? Because what he says is that there's a section now where he has to put these descriptions in so that those search engines can find it and that my website will be stable, because it had not been updated for many years, and it kind of got dropped in the shadows. And he's very knowledgeable about websites. He's been working on computers for over 30 years. So I just want to, because astrologically I have major changes happening for me where Pluto is going to move into my 10th house and Uranus is going to cross my ascendant. So it's going to really propel me up to a larger audience than I've already been doing for the past 40 years.
And what were you asking, Eileen? I'm sorry.
I want to.
What's
my question?
Direct
is,
question.
The question is it all going to come together like he's planning on it for my exposure more and more?
Okay. Right away, I'm going to get. Yeah, I'm getting a yes. I'm just. That's what I feel right away. But I see the deer for you, and the deer says you have been involved in some negative circumstances and need to seek out safe, nurturing situations and people. More than ever, you need to trust your own gut instincts. And you're poised for an enticing adventure, one that will take you down many paths and lead you to important insights. Be gentle with yourself. You're entering into a time of plenty.
Great.
Let's see. Yes, and and you maintain a balance of mastery of feminine and masculine traits, characteristics of love, nourishment, and surrender. You're highly sensitive and intuitive and are aware of others, and you can move with intention and awareness with speed. You like the outdoors and the woods and recharge there and regenerate. And let's see. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm getting a positive on this.
Is this Mary?
No, this is Jan.
Jan, okay,
I'm sorry. This is Jan, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And so I got the deer, and I feel positive for you. I really do. I feel positive about this fellow, about him getting
ability.
It together for you.
Yeah,
because
I'm also launching a fabric business also. I'm an artist full-time. So I have
neat.
A following. I have a strong following around the planet. And he is honest and excited and very detail-oriented.
All right.
So that sounds really good.
Well, yeah. I think it sounds good. I really do. So I'm going to just pass you right over to DC Love.
Okay, good, because I have a message for DC Love, too.
Okay, good.
Hello, Eileen.
Nice.
Hey, DC.
What is my message?
Your message is, when I clicked on your link, your website doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's not up and running presently.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you because I've been trying to get mine up, and when I get these messages, I go, oh, no, now what? So I just wanted to share that part with you.
Thank you. Well, you know what? When Jan was giving you her amazing reading, and I agree 100% with her, Eileen.
Okay.
Ryan from our group, he's not with us now. He's on the other side, but he came right in, and I heard him say, DC, tell Eileen that this is a fan-damn-fucking-tabulous opportunity for her. So
okay.
That was the first thing I said. You know, okay, Ryan, I swear, your message is first. But then I saw, like, four-leaf clovers all around you.
Cool.
And as we know, you know, four-leaf clovers are, you know, a symbol for good luck, right?
Yes.
So I just, you know, I think it's absolutely amazing. And I was getting, you know, breathe, Eileen, breathe. I feel like you're sort of not breathing. You're breathing, like, really shallow. Just breathe and relax. Because I agree with Jan and I agree with Ryan that this is going to be an amazing opportunity, truly, truly amazing.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Chapter of my life, yeah. I'm in my 70s already, so it's quite interesting how my life has unfolded and all the blessings
I've
been given. Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like so young. And Ryan is singing Come On, Eileen. He's singing the song. I'm not singing it with
him. Cool.
Okay?
All right.
And
Ryan.
I'm going to help you. He's putting on rose-colored glasses so that you see what we see, you know?
Okay.
That everything is beautiful. It really is. There's no negativity
here. I agree.
Here.
Oh, good, because that's what I share. Spirit works through me, and I'm giving through my art and my imagery and my colors an upliftment to humanity.
Beautiful. Well, I also saw 7/7 and 11/11.
So
I saw those.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Very, very spiritual. And I have to say, around your root chakra, because Ryan, he was the one that would, you know, check out everybody's chakras. I did see him saying, tell her she's, like, really in touch with her spirituality right now. She has so much wisdom. And I feel like, you know, everything you're doing is just coming together and getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
I saw Ryan, he's showing me the sky. There's stars all around you. And I just saw, like, a big, big, beautiful, beautiful blue color, you know, all around you, okay?
Yeah.
So his message, you know, is saying just close your eyes and imagine, you know, what you're wanting is already here.
Yes.
You know, and he's just
yes.
saying, you know, when you fully believe in that, life is going to get so much simpler. And there's so much, with the 1111, there's so much material abundance coming. So that's what I have. I hope that made sense to you, Eileen.
Yes.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank
and
you very
my dog's
much.
Coming in and saying, girlfriend, invest in yourself. It pays the best dividends. So you are really on a beautiful path, a beautiful, beautiful path.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would love to share my website with you, all you guys. So I guess on your website,
okay.
I can just put in there the contact and give it to you so you could see what I see through my experiences.
That would be
so
great.
If I go on to your contact there, right, I could see it there. Okay, I'll put it in there. Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep doing the beautiful work that you're doing to share love and gratitude and insight and clairaudience and clairvoyance for many people who are emotionally frozen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's lovely.
Okay, so I guess I'm next. I'm Peg.
Hi,
and,
Peg.
Hi. And I picked a card, manifesting and doing, I guess. And it sounds like you're doing. Yep, it sounds like you're doing all that manifesting. And you know, we want our website done today. You know, we want everything
yeah.
to be perfect. You know, and so that we can go running, you know, just have all these people come to us and everything.
Right.
And unfortunately, it kind of takes a little bit of time, you know, and like the others have said, you know, I feel like your webmaster is doing it the best way. Like maybe he's getting the meat of the website, you know, ready for you and then going with the, you know, the Google searches and, you know, getting
yeah.
all that aspect.
That's what they assure me, too. And
yeah.
me, because I am a manifester of anything I want to put out there, I see it and then I make it happen. And I've been independent my whole life. You know, I was married, but now I'm not. And I guess what it is sometimes is I have to talk and be quiet, and God says, just do everything you have to do. Be the creator. Get your ducks in a row with all the products that you want to put on the website and let him do what he's going to do, because the two are going to merge together parallel, going down the same road together, and then they're going to come to the final point, and you'll be ready and he'll be ready.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect, you know. And that, yeah, I think I kind of got that guidance too for you, you know. And it's just trusting the process. You know,
yes.
And, you know, at first I thought, well, maybe you should go for a second opinion, but now I'm thinking, no, don't go for it. You know, just trust him, and I think it's all going to merge really well for you.
Thank
you. And best of luck, too.
Thank you. Thank you. And you, too.
You're welcome.
And keep
Thank
doing
you.
Your poetry. It was very touching.
Well, Jan
Thank
did
you.
The poetry.
Oh.
I did the song.
Okay. Oh, you did the song. Right. That was very
yeah.
touching. I felt like I was in a fairyland with all the fairies singing to me.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
cool.
I felt like I was on the earth, you know, out in nature somewhere, not where I live in the tropical area, but up north somewhere in the woods. I felt like I was in a forest and hearing.
Wow.
Yeah, the elements.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Someone was talking about elements earlier.
Yeah, we were, actually. We were. That's funny that Eileen brought that up because
I was
talking about that, bringing in the fairies, and
yeah.
I started connecting with them more so than my time at Lilydale. And this is Mary, by the way, Eileen. It's so beautiful. And so it's cute that you got you were talking about fairies because you got the butterfly from the psychic reading tarot cards.
Super. Yeah.
And,
so I'm definitely transforming. Okay, cool.
Yes, you are. You are. And it says the universe uses this card to represent the major transformation that's taking place around you and within you. And it's a gentle reminder that you need to have fun, find joy in life. You know, it's not only about work. It's good to have some time off. I think DC touched on that earlier, you know, about having a little fun as well. It's not about, you know, work. I know that, you know, a lot of us do that, just work. But sometimes, you know, we need to take that time off. So it's definitely you've gone through a metamorphosis and, you know, you've transitioned and you're going the right direction for sure. You know, it's so beautiful, this beautiful transformation you're going through. And then under the deck, which I was asked to give to you, is the music card. So listen to music while you're either working. Yeah. So I don't know. It's so beautiful because I love, you know, listening to music. And I've gotten into yesterday, I was on live with Finn and he had amazing. I mean, you should check him out. He was just amazing. And his music is so high vibration and it's Finnegan in Instagram. So, yeah, so that's what I have for you, Eileen. I hope that helped. And I definitely got a yes for your website as well. So all is well. Just, you know, let go and trust. You know, I feel
And yesterday I had ordered all this fabric for my three designs where I did my own artwork. And I dropped it off to the lady who makes my pillows. So I got that finished. Now it's just a matter of getting the pillows in my hand. And today all I did today was box up 800 art cards to ship to a gallery in the islands. And then tomorrow I'm going to ride my bicycle. You know what I mean?
Yes,
because
exactly.
I ride my bicycle and I go to the park and I read a lot. And then I come home and I paint and I do creative stuff. So I'm outside a lot in the nature.
That is great. So incorporate that music in there.
All right. I'll start putting music because I usually watch movies. I never listen to music.
Yeah, listen to music. I've done it when I paint. And it's just so soothing and so high vibration. And it just brings in, like, I work with spirit. I bring in the artist in spirit. And it's just so beautiful to
this
do that.
Lynn?
You know?
Is this Lynn?
No, this
or
is
this
Mary.
About Mary. Okay.
You're all confused, Eileen.
Noel. There's a team.
Yeah, I know.
Sure.
There's so many of us. The next one will be Liz. So I'm going to send you to Liz next. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Eileen.
Oh, my God. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Well, hi, Eileen. This is Liz.
Hi.
And I read... right away when you started talking about a website, I started feeling anxiety because I'm like, I do this myself for me. And I hate it. It's so agonizing.
Yeah, because we want to, because I want to do, I work fast. So if he wants to give me something, I can do it for him. But I have to let go and do my projects and let him do his projects. Yeah, I
That's right. And I was going to say, you're very, very lucky if he's meticulous, because you know now you have to put in like all this metadata and SEO.
Oh, my gosh.
And
yeah,
so
I don't know any of that.
Meticulous to, right. So if he's being meticulous to enter all that in, you're very lucky, because even where I work, where we pay someone to do that for us, they don't do that. So.
And you know how I found him? It was a psychic who sent me an email, and I called for a 15-minute reading, and he said, oh, my husband does this. And there it is. God put me together with him. So
yeah.
It all came out.
So
yeah.
It was meant to be. It's going to work out perfect. And I was going to say, you know, you're a manifester. One of the main rules of manifesting is to trust in the universe, right? And divine timing. So we have to let go.
I also know you have to put out what you want.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you have. Yeah. You put it out there. So now you just have to trust in the timing of it.
Exactly. It's God's calendar.
I pulled.
Yes.
That's right. So we have two cards here for you.
Okay.
The first one is, your soul will find those you are meant to experience life with.
Ooh.
So right away that told me that you are, that this is the perfect pair up for you with the web designer, and that it's going to, you know, catapult you into that audience and fan base that you're looking for. So just trust. Hang in there.
Okay.
Breathe deep. And this card number was 27. And I know DC mentioned the 777 earlier.
Yeah, and 1111.
And
yeah.
And the second card is send out help to others, and it is number 7. And it's, you know, remember that when you create right from your soul space, you're creating in for everyone, right? And you know,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
So just remember that your work it's helping others. Don't discredit yourself. Don't think less of any piece that you do, because it all has a purpose and a reason, and it's all going to reach the people it needs to reach, and
yes.
it's going to be healing for them. So,
yes.
You know, in
also.
Many, many
yes.
ways.
Yes,
yeah.
Today I was talking to a guy in the Philippines, and he went on my website, and he goes, oh, it makes me so happy. Because he's an IT guy.
Right.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
And then I just talking to him about the spiritual side, and I goes, wow, your words are so lovely, you know. And he was young. He's like half my age. So it was really nice how it was touched. You know, it touches.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing, is that you won't even realize the people that will connect with it, because it's, you know, they're just going to see it by chance and just be drawn to it. So it's going to be
so
very
cool.
Beautiful.
I love it. Okay.
Do you follow our Facebook page, Eileen?
I was, you know, first time I ever found you guys at all on the internet. So I'm on here, but you have all of these different write-ups that Mary has, and then Liz, and then DC, and then Jan, and then Peg.
Yep.
And I was checking out everybody's website, but what's the Facebook page?
So if you go to Facebook, our page is Sacred Embers, and I would post your cards that I drew tonight, because they're very pretty, and I think you'll like them.
Okay, I'm on there now, and I'm going to go to Sacred Embers group.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm on Facebook as well. All right, so now I see it.
Yeah.
I have the yogi sitting
there,
right?
You put a request in? Yep.
Okay, I'm just pending.
You put in a request, and someone will accept you, and then these pictures will be in there for you. Take a look in.
Okay, I just did it.
Thanks for calling in, Eileen.
Thank you so much, ladies.
All right.
You're all beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel really at peace now.
Right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Make sure you call us back and let us know how everything turns out. Oh, wow. She was full of energy. What a great call, though. And great message.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's all about the divine timing, you know? We just have to wait some time, you know?
Yeah.
Let go and let God.
We don't get to choose when it comes.
Right. And there's no time in spirit, right? So it's like we just have
That's right.
you know, wait until and have fun while we're waiting, or do something else while we're waiting for everything to happen.
Exactly. So, yep.
You know, like, yeah. Go enjoy yourself. It's so amazing.
That's right. All right.
Be
Are we ready
you.
For another caller?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Area code 917, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have a question?
Can you hear
for
me?
Us?
Yes. Hi,
yes,
lady.
You have a question.
I want to know if there is a message from heaven or anything that I need to hear right now.
Okay, Jackie, this is Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Let's see. Okay, the first, I see a wolf right away as soon as you said something. And the wolf just showed up immediately. So let's go there and see what the wolf has to say. So characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and trust in your inner knowing, even if you feel misunderstood. You are being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. And you have a strong sense of family and community and an intuitive sense of social order, and you're affectionate with your friends and family. You rather avoid confrontations, but will defend yourself and your loved ones if you need to. And you express yourself verbally and nonverbally and can tell a story with a great deal of passion. You're a natural-born teacher, and you're at ease with your closest friends and family. So, you know, that's the wolf. They go in packs, too, of course, and they're just very loyal. But they are very psychic as well. So the wolf is a very powerful animal. And but I liked the beginning part of it, what it was saying about, you know, characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. So that's really powerful right there. You know, so I'm getting more like a strong spiritual sense for you, that you're moving in great speed with spiritual growth. That's what I'm getting for you, basically. So just be grateful for that and keep on with that. And whatever you're doing a good job is what
Thank
I'm
you.
Getting. You're welcome. So I'm just going to pass it right over to DC Love.
Jan, that was absolutely beautiful, hon. That was amazing.
Thank you.
And I felt like the spiritual essence that she has, too. And I was getting, you know, someone on the other side, they know how spiritual you are, and they're very proud of you, Jackie. Do you pray a lot?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
I mean, they're hugging you, and they're just so, so... You know, they're so proud of you. And they're saying, we want you to be proud of yourself as well, because you may be on earth, but you truly are divine. And I feel that. You are a beautiful, beautiful divine being, Jackie. Really, really beautiful.
Oh,
and that you know, I hope you give yourself the credit you deserve, because I just feel like those on the other side, they showed me immediately know how divine you are. So that's absolutely beautiful. I saw a hand. It looked like a gentleman's hand. And they were handing you this big, beautiful heart. It was just a big, beautiful heart that they wanted to give to you. So that was absolutely amazing. And, you know, don't be afraid to be you. Just, you have a uniqueness about you. You're amazing. Embrace this.
Okay.
If you need, you know,
help,
they're still there with you. I feel like you can hear, like, do you hear your loved ones from the other side? Because I feel like you, every now and then you catch, like, you hear something.
It's weird. It's strange. I do. I every morning I wake up, I got music in my head, you know, what my parents used to listen to, and it pops up in my head, and I always wonder why I always have music in my head. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. Who loved the animals? Because I'm seeing like a couple animals. One looks a little bit bigger and one looks a little smaller, but someone on the other side, they loved animals.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm not sure they're showing the animals for a reason. Did you have, like, any kind of, like, bad memories when one of your, you know, one of your relatives died? Because they're asking you to let go of that. Let it go is what I'm getting. Jackie, they're with you, and our team here is sending you a virtual hug, hon. You know, we're with you, and we're gathering around, and we're giving you a big, beautiful hug.
Thank you.
There's something you're holding on to, and I feel like your family on the other side, they're helping you to, something like that's maybe holding you back or something, but they're helping you with that, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, Jackie, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. Sometimes you rely on others. And
yes.
I'm getting, you know, like, you are amazing. And is there something about boundaries? You might have to put up boundaries. Because I keep hearing the word boundaries. You need healthy boundaries.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'm getting, there's something that you have to look within for, and you have to make peace with yourself is what I'm getting.
I see.
Okay. Because if you don't make, like, peace right now, it's just interfering, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you're an amazing woman, Jackie. And I saw a letter, like, as you were coming on. Are you expecting, a letter from someone? It could be like a letter. It could be an email, but I'm getting like it's some kind of correspondence. So if you can't take it now, just hold on to it. But I do see a letter, okay, and I just see the sign shining above you, Jackie. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm hearing like someone say, you know, let go of the fear, put it behind you.
Okay.
You know, let go of the pain and release, you know, release everything. Because I do feel like this is a beautiful new chapter of your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're moving forward, and this new chapter is going to be amazing. This is a time of birth. This is a time of new opportunities. It's a time of second chances. Don't be afraid. I keep hearing, Jackie, don't be afraid. Keep going. Okay.
It's so,
stay in the,
it's so powerful because I'm trembling like crazy.
Oh, honey. Well, let go of the worry about the future. And, you know, don't worry about the past. You know, the past is behind us. And, you know, just breathe. I keep hearing, just breathe, please. Just breathe.
Okay. Okay.
What kind of decisions are you waiting to make? Because you have to make a decision of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, just take your time. You know, just sort of put like, you know, like the good stuff on one side of a paper and the other stuff on the other, the opposite side of the paper, and just look at it visually. Okay.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting, and that will help you. Okay, and please just watch your spending. You know, I'm getting like watch your finances, your spending.
Okay.
Okay, are you in a relationship with someone?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm hearing like sort of like something karmic. Okay, so I mean, you know what kind of relationship it is, Jackie. So I was getting, like I said, like relationship. Okay. So I don't know. Maybe when I said like the peace and everything, that may have also related to the relationship. And I'm getting like watch personal issues in that regard as well. Okay.
Okay.
This is DC.
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, honey. God bless you, and you know,
thank
stay
you,
in touch
you.
With us. Okay.
I will.
Hi, Jackie. This is Peg. And
hi.
I'm just going to offer a little bit. And the card that I picked was in balance, you know, staying in balance, body, mind, and spirit. And sometimes that's hard, you know, but you can ask your angels for help in that. And also... journaling, you know, like just writing down what is on your mind as far as what you're feeling. Just, you know, offering it up to spirit. And it's also a good way to ask spirit, you know, what your next steps might be or I'm also hearing that your angels are there for you, very much so. And, you know, they're saying, you know, speak to us, ask us for the guidance that you may be looking for. They're here for us, for you.
Okay.
And that's really about it, because I feel like, you know, others have a lot more to say and have had a lot to say. So, you know, it's just, you know, trusting that all is well. So. Thank you for letting me share.
You're welcome.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
It's Mary. Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. So I got vulnerability for you, the card vulnerability, and then it has a green mark in the heart chakra. So, you know, it's about healing also. This card is a confirmation that you're seeking to tread into the unknown, unfamiliar territory where decisions are based more on intuition than rationality. Just like DC said, you know, make that list of, you know, the pros and cons, I feel, that you have to outweigh. And then it says, don't let the fear hold you back or allow a misguided sense that feeling vulnerable is somehow a negative condition. You selected this card so we could provide you with the confidence to step into that space where you might be feeling vulnerable. Once there, the divine wisdom of spirit will help you find clarity and relax and open your mind to new opportunities. Strength often comes from being vulnerable, as this is where you're able to identify and acknowledge your own limitations and find new ways of doing things you may not have considered before. Once you let go of the fear, again, what DC said, of vulnerability, which is one of the core obstacles of inner freedom, you will be able to embrace your authentic self and create a stronger connection with yourself as well as your friends and family. This is truly liberating and the healing process. Spirit is beckoning you to take the path to find freedom. But when you do, please accept that you won't automatically feel vulnerable. It would be your choice. Wow, that's so beautiful. So yeah. That, you know, letting go of the fear is really important. You know, it's like surrendering, trusting and surrender, trust and surrender. I kept hearing that word today, and I forgot to mention it today. It's about, you know, trust and surrendering. Trust everything that we're getting and surrender to the divine, you know, to your higher self, to your Christ consciousness self. And then the other card that came out for you was give back. And it says, today is the day to cast aside normal routines and make your main purpose to serve. It is about giving back without any thoughts or expectation of getting anything in return. Reach out and touch other people's spirit, as it's highly likely that someone really needs it today. So how amazing, right? We always say, I know the ladies and I always discuss this on this show about, you know, showing even the smallest things, holding the door for someone, buying coffee for the person behind you on the, you know, Starbucks line, you know, a smile, gifting someone something. I love giving, you know, so it's so great to give and yeah. So it's, you know, you're going to give, but it's going to come back really tenfold because, you know, God is so amazing. You know, it's just, you know, that's how it works. And yeah, so that's what I have for you. That's so beautiful. You know, let go of the fear and, you know, and journal. That's really important, like Peg said. And that wolf, wow, that's amazing what Jan gave you. Peg, everyone's message was spot on. I loved it. And then these cards were just a confirmation. And now I'm going to send you over to Liz. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Hi, Jackie. This is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
The ladies already gave me. Hi. Ladies gave you quite beautiful readings already.
yeah, I see.
But the message I'm getting, I have a couple cards for you, but it's time to focus on you and your healing right now. You know, working on your self-love for yourself and taking care of you and making sure that you're your first priority. And the three cards that I pulled are all right around the heart chakra, I would say. and I'm going to, if you're part of our Sacred Embers group on Facebook, I'll post the picture of the cards in there because they're gorgeous. But the first one is number 3, and it says, you have the power to make yourself better. And it's a, the card is all green, much like your heart chakra, but it's a tree of life kind of drawing in the middle, and the center of the tree is the heart with this beautiful light shining out of it. You know, your healing is what's going to help heal the world. Just like all of us, when we heal ourselves, we help to heal everyone around us. That's our light that goes out into the world. Our story will help someone else. And there's no parts that we should be ashamed of, because all the parts are what make us who we are. So, the second card, number 30, and it says, true love can never really be lost. And it's, you know, even the people that have passed over, they're still with you. They haven't gone anywhere. That, you know, their soul is still here. Your soul is still here. It always has been, always will be. You know, you're forever connected to all of those people. Anytime that you need to connect with them, take a few minutes, you know, take some deep breaths, go in your mind in stillness, and you can connect with them at any time. They're available for you. And they want you to know that. And then the last card is number 25, and it says, you are your purpose. So, you know, your purpose for being here is to make sure that you are the best you can be, which means to make sure that you fully love yourself, that you always show yourself the best time, and that you put yourself first and take care of you and be happy with you. So, really beautiful, beautiful message, I think. And, you know, hey,
go do you, girl.
Most definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I hope you have a great evening, and please call us back and let us know how everything goes for you, Jackie. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate everything.
You're welcome. God bless.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you too, Jackie.
Wow. How beautiful. I'm going to send her cards. They are just gorgeous. I have to share them.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. All right. Are we ready for our next caller?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see. All right. Area code 203. You're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name? Area code 203.
Sounds like they're sleeping.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm like, well, they had their hand up. We'll put them on hold. Maybe they ran to the restroom. All right. We'll come back to them. Let's try this one. area code 917. You're live with Angel Answers. Do you have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Ashiel from New York, ladies. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm sorry, your first name?
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Hi, Ashiel, how are you?
Oh,
you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, my love life. I'm curious if you see anybody coming into my life. Actually, right now, I'm interested in someone I'm talking to. It's fairly new. I'm also curious what kind of energy pick up on that. That I can give you initial if you don't mind.
Initials are good.
Give initials. Sure.
J.P.
Okay. So, Ashiel, this is Jan. And okay. I'm getting a big outline of a... I can't think of the name. They're on the beach. And they're big things. Oh, it's a
walrus.
Yeah, it's like a walrus, but it's
a seal.
I guess you could a seal. It's a seal.
A seal.
Thanks,
okay.
Liz. Yeah, Liz, you're always able to identify when I can't.
I'm the animal intuitive.
Yeah, definitely. So. Let's check out the seal and see what we've got here. Let me see here. And I haven't gotten a seal in a long, long time, so that's interesting. And this was a big, huge outline of the seal, and it was kind of standing up. And while you were talking, it was just there, just right there. So it says, your creative imagination is active and fertile right now. So keep a journal nearby and write in it every day. Your dreams will be very clear and vivid, so pay close attention to them for any messages from your subconscious. The cycle of challenges and hardship is complete, and you are now moving into a time of plenty and abundance. Although it's an emotional time for you, you're quite comfortable experiencing these feelings while at the same time staying grounded. This is a time to stay attuned to your natural rhythms, such as sleeping when you're tired, eating when you're hungry, and exercising when you feel the urge to do so. The sea lion is about expression and being playful and joyful and listening to that's all around you, especially your own feelings and others' feelings. It's a time to stretch and to do things like yoga. It's just express your gifts through different channels. You'll be happy doing all these different things and with your different talents. Going to social gatherings is a healthy thing for you right now. But you're also adaptable and, you're able to meet challenges. You're able to see behind masks of others. You're very empathic. and a very emotionally expressive person. And you never let your feelings overwhelm you. At least that's what the seal is saying. Does that any of that relate to you, Ashiel?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And you, did you say JP?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are nice. I have a friend named JP that I worked with in a show, and he's a wonderful person. So that those shows are very positive for me. I really like that. As soon as you said that, in fact, I got green. Green represents the heart and healing and good vibes. So I think that you have a good, you know, there's a I don't know. It feels good to me. It feels green to me with JP. So just start off slow. Just, you know, start out slow with this person. And, you know, I'm getting, don't rush or anything, but I'm getting like a nice feeling of green with him or her. And it's just, I don't know. But I also say I'm also getting a slowness. Like, don't rush into anything. You know, take your time. Do what you need to do to get to know the person first. You know what I mean? And you don't have to. There's no need to rush, is what I'm getting. So I'm just gonna. I hope that helps you.
Yeah. That helps because okay. I usually tend to rush sometimes. It's one thing that I learned through. This process is just taking
okay.
time, and, you know, so it makes sense, absolutely.
All right, okay, so I'm just going to leave you with that, and you'll get a lot more information now, and we'll go right over to DC Love, but good luck, and I
Thank
hope
you, so
you call in, call back, uh-huh, call back and let us know how it goes, too. Okay, good.
Beautiful, Jan. I was getting the same exact thing. Ashiel, this is
okay.
DC, and I have to say, please, you know, take it slow because JP is going to get, I feel like she gets overwhelmed if there's too much intimacy, like too fast, okay? So, you know, just take it slow, enjoy the relationship is what I was getting. I did see the sun come out. And I do feel like you're going to have luck, you know, in love. But I have to ask you, the previous relationship, I feel like you still may be that you had. I feel like there's still some feelings. Not that you're like in love with anybody, but I feel like you're holding on to something that possibly the last relationship you had was actually like karmic. If you're holding like any issues from a past relationship, you know, just ask the angels to come in and help you and say, you know, I release. You know, release
yeah.
that person because.
What happened is, to be honest with you, there's two things happened. Before, you know, there's I had a previous relationship that I walked away from like almost 2 years ago, but you know, the person is still persisting, and I don't want to deal with it. I block everything. So, you know, it's just that, you know, I kind of don't pay attention to it anymore. But then I was starting
to
talk. Oh, yeah, great.
I still feel like there's, like, a little bit of, like, energy, a connection, an energetic connection between you and the past person. So you just ask the angels to come in and help you and just say, you know, I release, and just keep releasing whenever like something comes up and letting it go, and because you want to start fresh. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to bring in, you know, energy from a past relationship that was, you know, that's like leftover energy, you know?
I understand that. But also, what you're probably picking up is when I walked away from that relationship, I met somebody recently I was talking to for like since the summer before JP. And, you know, we were just getting to know each other, but I felt like it was too much work for me. I was just, you know, give me more than I was getting back. So I just ended that and walked away, you know. So, so it could be that energy that you're still picking because that person's still lingering around me sometimes. you know, but I'm not interested anymore. That could be that it's because it's fairly low, you know.
Okay. Also, do you have, like, any issues, like, that you're worried about in regard to your family? Because I feel like there's some energy, family energy.
I distance myself from most of them.
Okay.
For a reason that I, you know.
And you know what? I'm getting the word forgiveness. And, you know, ask the angels to come in and help you. And you just say, you know, I forgive. And it's actually for you. It's a gift for you because then you don't carry around, like, all this baggage. Okay?
No,
so
the
angels are with you.
I've forgiven them. And I just don't want to be in touch with them.
Okay, but the reason it came up is because you're still holding on to a little bit of the energy.
Okay.
And the divine is with us at this moment. And just, you know, take a moment and breathe in slowly. And then breathe outward up to heaven. And as you do this, I felt like your heart, like, you know, it gets lighter, Shield. Have you taken an in-breath and just breathe, exhale up to heaven?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay. I feel lighter. If you feel anything, you know, after you get off the call, you could keep doing that. Okay?
Yeah, even you just talking about it is already making me feel better, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's basically what I have, like what I have. And like I said, I agree with everything that Jan said. I do feel, you know, it's going to be a very nice relationship, but take it slowly, you know. And I'm being shown a crock pot. Like you put a beautiful, you know, all these ingredients into a crock pot, and then, you know, maybe like 6-8 hours later, you have a delicious meal. So just take the relationship slowly is what I'm getting. Okay?
Okay.
And do you have any issues with your spine or your upper back?
Well, I work out sometimes, you know, kind of back sometimes, you know. I go too hard, so I have to, like, take it easy.
Okay, because the back, you know, when you have back issues, it's sometimes you're carrying a heavy load. Okay?
Yeah, I think that might be that too. You're right.
I think that, you know, it doesn't serve you. Okay.
Yeah, I think sometimes I'm glad. Thank you.
I'm going to turn it over to the other ladies because there's so much more yet for you, okay?
Uh-oh. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, is it Ashiel?
Yeah.
Your name? Okay. Hi, Ashiel. I'm Peg.
Hi.
And
hi.
I basically got what everyone else got, but and when you were sharing, initially, you know, I got exactly what Jan got, you know, to take your time, enjoy, you know, the relationship, you know, getting to know the person, taking it slow, and, you know, and exactly what everyone else said too. So that's kind of repetition for you. And then I received the card from Archangel Zachiel, self-acceptance, compassion, and forgiveness. And this card reminds you how your self-perception influences your energy. And if you're quick to fault yourself, your energy becomes darkened with your own disapproval, and that darkness can return to you. But Zachiel is a supremely lovely being, and he's longing for you to forgive and accept no matter what you may have done or experienced in the past. Treat yourself with compassion and be encouraging in your self-talk because you are a child of God and you deserve your own loving acceptance just as you are. So that, and, you know, to have that loving acceptance is a really good ground, you know, to begin a new relationship too, you know. And I feel like the angels are just asking you to take that, you know, take the time that you need to kind of nourish the relationship. And, you know, just enjoy, you know, an outing, or if it's just talking at this point, then just enjoying, you know, that relationship too. And the second card that I received was a heart. It's called the Healing Heart. And it's, I'm not sure if it's gold or yellow, but I think it's yellow, because I think yellow is all about love and acceptance. I think that comes with the self, but also just being open to the process of the relationship. You know, it brings joy and hope at this time. And there may have been some blocks, and those old frustrations and pains are being resolved for you. And yellow, you know, is coming from the solar plexus chakra. You know, that's all about positivity and joy and making really positive changes, you know, being in that space of positivity. And it, you know, this card is also encouraging you to open your heart to the tender care that you deserve, and be assured that the light of divine love is shining on your own heart center. And the affirmation that is that was given with this card is, the light of divine love heals my heart. I open my life to the tender, caring treatment my soul deserves. So I hope that helps.
Yeah,
and great. Well, good luck. Enjoy the process, and, you know, just be you.
Yeah. And be take it very slow.
Yeah. Yeah, three people have told you that already.
Yep. That seems to be the message here.
Yep, that's the main message. Just enjoy it, you know. And, you know, it's almost like not having any, you know, what's the word I'm trying to think of? You know, any preconceived ideas, you know, just enjoying the now of when you are with the person. So good luck.
Thank you.
Have a nice night.
You too. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Wow. That's
You're
beautiful.
Welcome.
Okay. This is Mary.
Oh, there's one more. Okay.
Yeah, there's two more, actually.
Oh, two more. Okay. This
yes,
is a
myself.
Birthday present here.
Yeah, it is. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So basically, I agree with everyone as well. Take it slow, slow and steady when the race. You know, never rushing into anything, because when we rush, we really don't think with our minds. So we don't think with our heart. Or wait, yeah, the other. You know, we let our heart get in the way. Our heart get in the way. So it says, dearest you, I got a postcard from Spirit for you. I get good energy, but again, taking it slow. And this card fell out for you, and it says, dearest you, if you allow your awareness to settle in, you will hear us whispering sweetness and encouragement to you. You will know the truth of things that cannot be discerned through the material world. The receiver for this kind of essential knowing is your intuition, which is not your sixth sense, but first, the primary navigational system of your soul. You are entering the age of consciousness. It's time to accept that the paranormal is normal, human beings are multi-sensory, multi-dimensional beings. Spirit infuses all things, and your soul's job is to discover those essential truths here on Earth where we all agree to play. Today, trust your spidey sense, read between the lines, and tune into the stories behind the stories, and your world will show you miracles. Fear not, for we are right here, and Spirit loves you. Trust the invisible. And in the back of the card, there's a beautiful mermaid. Wow, that's beautiful. I think that's a beautiful significance, a mermaid. Maybe you could look it up online, what the mermaid means. And it says, with love. Mermaids are beautiful. They're magical. So something magical is going to happen. And just listen to your intuition. What kind of feeling do you get when you're with JP, right? That's another way to know. Are you happy? Are you tired? Does your belly hurt? You know, things like that. Just little things that sometimes when we're in the moment, we don't realize it. But, you know, when we're away, you realize those things. So, you know, it's things like they're really telling you tune into your body, basically, and tune into your spidey sense, your intuition, your higher self, knowing what it is that feels right. If it feels right to you, then, you know, I'm not telling you to rush, but, you know, at least you can trust it a little more. But based on your own intuition, on your own feeling. So that's really important. So that Spirit is really helping you with that.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll switch you over to Liz. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hi, Ashiel. This is Liz. The lady already gave you some gorgeous messages, and happy birthday. Two of my friends share this day with you as well. I think we were Facebook earlier because she didn't tell me my birthday. What did you say?
I think we were messing around that it was his birthday because he's got so many readings.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, happy unbirthday then. So, as soon as you asked about JP, I just started channel writing. And I'll just read you the message that I wrote. This is not your life partner, but it's a good friend and friendships. Nurturing this relationship will elevate every other relationship you already have had, and the ones that you do still currently have, and all the ones to come. But your life partner is not too far. So, like the lady said, take it slow. I think that this is why. this is going to just elevate and enhance everything else in your life, and you'll be happy for this relationship. As a friendship, you're going to appreciate it. It's going to have a lot of meaning in your life and significance. So this isn't a person that's just going to be come and go. It'll be someone that sticks around for a while. And I pulled three cards for you. The first one is number 20, and it says inner space and universal knowledge. So really tapping into your intuition again, like the other lady said. This card, and if you're friends with us on the Sacred Embers group, I'll post a picture of these. You kind of see like a face here in this picture, and there's like a light shining out of the third eye where they're tapping in and listening. And the second card is number 9. It's heal yourself to heal the world. And I when I pulled this, I kind of giggled because the caller before you, I had told her that, you know, your light is, you know, healing yourself. Healing ourselves is what we can do to contribute to healing the planet and healing the world. Because when we heal ourselves, we heal everyone else we come in contact with. And that is our light that we shine out into the world. So I just thought it was beautiful that you also received the same message. And then the last card is number 34. Don't fear change, embrace it and grow. So, you know, with this relationship might be a different path than you're used to. It's going to be a beautiful a beautiful path for you, and it's gonna change a lot of things about you and the way that you see the world, and see people in the world and yourself in the world. So I think it's gonna be a beautiful opportunity for you. So.
Great.
I hope that that helps you. I will. I'll take a picture of this and post it in our group on Sacred Embers, and give us a call back, Ashiel, and let us know how things go for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday.
I love that. Yes, happy birthday. I totally love that, because you know what? We should celebrate every day like if it's our birthday. So I love that he said it felt like a birthday, because you know what? It should feel like a birthday every day that we're grateful for another beautiful day. So, yeah, I totally agree. Oh, so beautiful.
That's why I said happy on birthday. Whatever, you know?
Yeah. That was
beautiful
perfect.
Day. We're here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here breathing. We're here alive. It's good to be us. So,
yeah.
All
of us. So great.
All right. Well, it looks like we have some more time here. We want to try to get, we'll try to pick up our caller there that wasn't on the line last time. Everyone's ready?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
All set. Area code 203, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name? Area code 203. Huh.
Guess they forgot
about
it.
Sounds like they're going to be there. And then nothing. Okay. Well, I guess they don't want to talk tonight. All righty. All right, here we go. We got a couple more. Area code 856, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, it's Rose Maria. How are you?
Good, Rose Maria. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Whatever you guys can pick up for the positive next. My father just passed away, so my next step that's coming in, or if my friend's going to respond to what I was telling him about my father passing away, and he still has it cold.
He still has it?
Nope.
Oh. Gosh. Hi, Rose Maria. This is Jan. So I'm not going to, I'm going to go kind of fast because we don't have a lot of time. I'm sorry about your father, and I'm sorry this fellow hasn't called yet, but I am getting the horse, and I swear I probably have given you the horse before. I just feel like I have. Have I?
I think so, maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think I have. But anyway, that's all right. It comes in very quickly here, and it says, you're very well protected from any negative or harsh psychic attacks, so that's good. And it's time to free yourself from those psychically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You're much more powerful than you think you are. The situation requires strong warrior energy and teamwork with your family and friends and community, like you're doing right now. And personal freedom is a high priority for you. Even in the expense of others' approval. So even though you know how to travel to other dimensions, you still are able to deal with the mundane, and you know that horse is all about travel and freedom. That's what horse is, traveling and being free. You're a natural leader and evoke confidence in others. You love to wander about, though. You love to explore. That's what the horse is. But as far as the fellow calling back, I'm getting not anytime soon. So, that's just the message I'm getting. And I want to wish you all the best in this situation. And I don't want you to be stressed out about this fellow. It's been a hard road.
I'm going to hand you right over to DC Love. She's gonna whip this into shape here. So listen, take good care, okay? And call us back again. And I'm sorry to tell you that message, but that's just the message I'm getting. She may have something completely different. So DC.
Hey. Yeah,
hi.
Yeah, I have the same exact. Hi, Rose Maria. I felt like your dad is like, you know, he was looking at you and he's just saying, you know, you have to decide, you know, do you want to keep going on with this guy? You know what I'm saying? And I'm hearing, like, you deserve so much more, Rose Maria. Okay? And,
right.
And your dad, he wants to start realizing that and to stop struggling with relationships. You know, turn this into something positive. And, you know, he's saying, get yourself back into shape. Let's go. Okay? And he's saying, you know, he loves you so much. He's always there for you. And, you know, he's saying death isn't real. You know, the physical body isn't there, but he's still with you, you know, and he wants you to keep going forward, Rose Maria. And he's saying there's so many things in life that, you know, you're deserving of, but you've got to believe in yourself. And don't be waiting for others to decide your future. Does that make any sense to you, honey?
Yeah. Not being that
okay,
they know my. Yeah, being that they knew any, their family, knew my father's family for so long,
yeah.
I let them know and called his father. He picked up and I guess I can't talk on the phone because he said, is that the right for? I'm like, yeah, okay. Just letting you know.
You know what? Your dad's saying, please focus on you, hon. That's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. God bless you, hon. It was wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Hi, Rose Maria.
Hi.
This is Peg. And, you know, sometimes a thought immediately came to me. Sometimes the best gift we can give ourselves is to focus on ourselves, you know, and, you know, to get to know ourselves, to try to just see where we want to go with our life, you know, not depending on others, and, you know, to develop interests that you're truly passionate about, and I picked a card from the Sacred Creators Oracle deck, and the card that I came up with, that came out immediately was choose who you are becoming. And, you know, a choice, the duality of right and wrong, choosing the path towards your future self, taking the reins and leading the way. Committing to one path, allowing spirit to deliver your dream, not making a choice. This is self-care message. Not making a choice, unnecessary delays, playing it safe, and straddling two average paths instead of stepping into the one extraordinary trait, the need to over-control your future. The future belongs to who you are becoming. As a multi-passionate, multi-talented, creative being of infinite potential, choosing who you want to be can feel overwhelming. But if you've reached a fork in the road, it's time to make a choice that will allow you to grow into the most beautiful version of you. And this card is about the movement you make as you chase your dreams and the person you become along the way. You may feel blocked and you may take inspired action toward one goal. It's time to move forward. Your decisive and determined action will be a way for you to define your desire to the universe. Run in the direction of your dreams and and confidently guide the unfolding of your path. Know that by not deciding, you're making a chance to remain in the same spot. And if there is one universal truth of creating things, it's that inaction in the exact opposite of what you're building. You know, and I feel like it's doing all that, but it's also for you to take time for the grieving too, that because your father had passed, you know, so it's not really taking a lot of action, you know, it's almost a time of thinking, contemplation, and just truly discovering, you know, what your passions are and interests are. And I feel like a good angel, well, there's several angels that can help you with that. You know, there's Archangel Gabriel, there's Archangel Michael, and Archangel Raphael, too, that are truly there for you, I feel. And it's, you know, it's almost just like taking that time for you. And because you'll come out of it in a way that will be, I think, life-changing for you, too, in many ways. But that is all up to you, you know. And so I hope that helps. And good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Rose Maria. It's Mary. I wanted to say my deepest condolences to you. But know that your dad will always be there for you, and, you know, in spirit. And I don't know why I'm hearing this, but they're telling me that you're going to feel him, like, pushing you forward. They're showing me what my mom does to me when I need to move forward. It's like a light touch, like a vibrational, tickly touch in the back where it's just like, move forward. Like, they want you to move forward. He wants you to move forward, move on with your life. Because until you decide to do this, you're going to have the same result. So we need to get or you need to get yourself, not we, you know, just in a situation where you're thinking of yourself right now, you know, it's just you important. And that should be the focus right now, taking care of Rose Maria. What would it take to take care of Rose Maria? And, you know, I talked about my show yesterday. I have a podcast yesterday, and I talked about what would make you happy every day to wake up and go to do whatever it is that you want to do for a living, right? For us here, most of us, all of us here, we love helping people heal and giving them, you know, readings and helping them along their path and enlightenment, you know. So just think about that. What would help you be happy going forward, you know, with your life? Because that's what your dad really wants to say. You need to move on with your life. Move forward. Just look forward. Don't go backwards. You know, let go of the past. Whatever happened, and it happened for a reason. That door is closed for a reason. And we sometimes, you know, it's difficult. We keep going back, but the best thing is leaving it closed. And I'm giving you this card real quick before, hopefully it doesn't cut off. It says, selfless giving is an elixir so sweet and life-giving and amazing that it should be customary for everyday living. Right now, generosity is being asked of you. Let go of a debt, release an obligation, or do a solid kindness to someone for no other reason than an exercise of the heart. You will be surprised realize how quickly a generous heart is repaid. We know it often doesn't happen in the immediate pain. So temper your expectations. Know that life has an uncanny way of sending miracles seemingly unrelated to your kindness, yet interconnected in magical ways. The more you act from generosity, the bigger your heart grows, and the more love and abundance you will experience. We also know that someone could be entering your life with a generous offer for you. Take it and trust you are worthy and deserving of it. You have to receive it, not just give it! Exclamation point. There you go. And I didn't even read this. I mean, this, you needed to get this, Rose Maria, because we've heard you in the past where there is a point that you were doing so great. You know, you just need to move forward. There's many things trying to open for you, but because you're focused on the past, it keeps focusing on the past. So envision your life how you want to visualize your life, how you want it to be, what you want Rose Maria to do. You know, the dues, you know, I feel like you could visualize anything, your home, your type of job, you know, will make you happy every day to wake up. This card says, we love you so much over here. And then hopefully you don't get cut off. And the next one is breathe. When you are on the phone, you're breathing heavy, and I feel my heaviness too in my chest. So just breathe. I know you're going through a lot with the loss of your dad. And, you know, I send you so much love because, you know you can do this. You know, I have faith that you can recover from this. And, you know, you're going to pull through, and then you're going to give us a call and be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so happy you guys gave me that. Push, you know, and you're going to feel your dad. Once you keep going back, he's going to give you that light touch, like Rose Maria's time to move forward, you know, and so breathing. So it's a connection between the inside and outside, connecting you to the universe, spirit, and the divine source. You're very spiritual, Rose Maria. The breath permeates your entire being with prana, which is the same giving force that nourishes everything in the universe. So breathe. Do some breath work. You know what I'm hearing? Fire breath. So look that up, and I'm going to leave you with Liz before you get cut off, or we get cut off, because we went over 9 o'clock already. So wishing you so much luck, Rose Maria, and lots of hugs, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Rose Maria, it's Liz, and I got to say that I'm sorry about your father. That's terrible.
Thanks.
I hope he wasn't suffering. And just like everyone else said, he's, you know, physically not here, and you know this. He's with you, though, all around. But the first thing I heard was, dump this chump. You are a treasure, and you deserve all the world on a silver platter. Be a beacon. Show others how strong you are and that you don't need anyone else. When you choose them, it's because you want them, not because you need them. You are capable. You travel the world without making contact with people. That scares the crap out of me every time you call and tell us that. and you listen to your heart. And you do what you feel, which is beautiful, because most of us don't do that. We're, you know, we second guess ourselves, myself included. But you need to really listen to your heart, because it's begging you to love you first and put you first, and not others. And a lot of times we feel that the right thing to do is to take care of everyone else and to make sure that everyone else is happy. And that's not what we're supposed to do. Unfortunately, we've just been conditioned that way. It's our job to make sure that we are happy and that we are, you know, feeling full of love and that we are feeling 100% full before we go out and help anyone else. So I feel this is really a time for you, Rose Maria. You're so able
to do anything you want on your own. Like, you are a strong, fierce woman. I can't even. you're very brave. And I have some cards for you, so I want to give them to you before we get cut off. The first one is number 47, and it says, carry the torch for others to see. Wake up the world. So I really feel like you just standing in your power and owning the fact that you are capable of taking care of yourself and your life and all those things by yourself, and that when you choose a partner, it's because you want them to be in your life. It's not because you need them to be. You're perfectly capable of taking care of you. And I feel like you doing this is going to it's going to heal a whole generation of women in your family around you, whether it's nieces, nephews, daughters, aunts, uncles, mother, all of it. It's really, really huge. And the second card is number 10, be calm and keep going. So, you know, we know that life has its ups and downs, and that's where we get lost. That's where we get our anxiety. That's where we, you know, let ourselves get overwhelmed and all those things. So when we can just breathe and keep calm and remain centered and remind ourselves that this is part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. It's supposed to be part of my journey. I'll be okay. I'll be taken care of. You know, that mastering that calmness is going to be huge for you in getting you through all of this. And then the last card is number 46, and it's the light in you can lead the way. So, again, it ties right in with that first one about carrying the torch. So just, you know, go boldly forward. Oh, you know, yourself 100%. You know, you are a powerful, strong, brave woman. Like I said, I certainly admire you when you call it and say that you're going to do these things. So go take care of you, Rosemaria. Live your best life. You know, and you're the one that gets to make that happen. You're the one responsible for that. So I'm going to leave you with that. And thank you for calling in. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, call us back and let us know how things go for you. Let us know when you're thriving and things are, because things are going to be wonderful. They really are.
So, well, appreciate it.
I hope that helps you, Rosemaria. Have a great night.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, ladies, we made it through without getting
beautiful.
Cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll post Rosemary's cards in the Facebook group, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
Your cards were beautiful. I was glad you posted them.
Yeah,
thank you. I was going to say, this one for Rosemaria, too, is another gorgeous, just, she's going to be such a light for so many people in her life, and I hope she knows that. She's a beautiful soul.
Mm-hmm, she is.
Mm-hmm.
She totally is. She just has to realize how amazing she is.
And another thing is you have to love yourself first before someone else.
Self-love, yeah.
Do the way you deserve love, right?
Yeah.
You're the most important
person.
We're not
taught that.
Yeah.
And Ginger says, you know, Rosemaria, you're the beautiful, magnificent cake, and whoever, you know, comes along is only going to be icing on that amazing cake.
That's right.
Yep.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
She is. I was going to say, honest to God, every time she calls and says she's going to some country and she doesn't know if someone's going to let her stay with them, I'm like, oh, my God. I would have such anxiety. I'd be like, I can't do it.
No.
She just follows her heart. So, you know.
She does. Yeah, I mean,
God,
that is a beautiful.
For being so blatant.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, thank you.
All right,
for amazing.
Yes,
amazing.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining. I love being all together.
Yeah.
Beautiful evening.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Yes. The energy was so high. Liz, you have to listen to the first when Jen opened. We had a scary song come on.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
You have to. You're going to laugh because we couldn't stop laughing. And it was just such an opening because it was just like, it just opened the show. Spirit is so funny. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They are so around. It is so beautiful.
I said to you, Mary, that what's going on? Because it's not even Mercury retrograde. You're having all these electronic issues.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I put Jan as listener by mistake. But we could still listen. I was able to hear her still. I didn't mute her, but it was weird. A lot of things. I mean, I was like, okay, that's not what I wanted to do. I was trying to put someone else on.
It feels like
funny.